We have all become more aware of the drug abuse crisis in this country. This is being largely driven by use of opioids. Opioids are a class of drugs that include the illegal drug heroin, as well as a number of prescription drug pain relievers, including oxycodone, hydrocodone, fentanyl, and others. Abuse of these drugs is taking a staggering toll on individuals and families. Consider that nationwide, more than 52,000 people died of drug overdoses in 2015. That's more than the number of lives lost to HIV/AIDS at its mid-1990s peak, and more lives than were lost each year due to car crashes and gun homicides combined. So far in 2016, Maryland is on a pace to see drug overdose deaths increase by 62% over 2015 levels. Addictions of all types present challenges for those afflicted and the healthcare system as a whole. Patients often must overcome stigma and shame, and physicians are sometimes less inclined to diagnose these conditions. In the U.S., only 1 in 10 people with addiction to drugs and alcohol are diagnosed and receive treatment, compared to 70% of people with hypertension or diabetes. Understanding the intense need for a healthcare approach that takes into account the mental, physical, and social factors contributing to addiction, CareFirst has developed a community-based addiction program that seeks to quickly connect patients with trusted providers. We've assembled a network of regional recovery centers to help our members manage this insidious disease. We will also become one of the sponsors next month as the governors of Maryland and Virginia and the mayor of Washington, D.C. come together for a regional summit on this still-growing crisis. It's a small but important step in seeking comprehensive strategies to battle this complex community health crisis. For CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield, I'm Chet Burrell.